Okay, so good evening. So actually, this year, I'll tell you the truth. I'm trying to figure out how to do this. So I think I'm going to break this down into a few pieces, which are biteable pieces. It's late, so I don't want it to go on for bombard. But B, I want to make sure that we get an appreciation. Now, you have to understand, you know, with Erevin, I've become an expert. At explaining this to Irishmen and Italians, to engineers and politicians, etc. And albeit that from the time of Shlomo Melech, from King Solomon, one of the things that Shlomo was misakin is Erev. I always tell him, Erev is a prescription, right? It's rabbinic prescription to a rabbinic decree, okay? But Erevin today are way more complicated than it could have ever been imagined at the time of Shlomo Melech. And one of the greatest controversies, when you live in a completely orthodox areas, pick it a Muncie or a Brooklyn or London, which was a big fight for many years, but going back for the past 200 years, is do you use the Erev? And in some of these cities, there are multiple Erevin. And in some of these cities, nobody uses any of these Erevin. Nobody of a subgroup will use the Erevin. And the reason is that an Erev today is much more complex, much more relying on all kinds of things, but most importantly, they're large metropolitan cities. You don't find heavy discussions about Erevin until about 250 years ago. And there's one big reason why. Because there really weren't big cities. In the 13th century, the largest cities in the world were about 100,000 people. Okay? 100,000 people. Those were Italian cities. Florence, they're about 100. Rome, by the way, before the sacking of Rome, during the Pax Romana had a couple million. It was a lot. Rome was a big city at one point, but by the Middle Ages, there were no cities. And the second thing, which is remarkable about all the cities, what was a city in the old days in the Middle Ages? What was a city comprised of? Fortress. They had ramparts. It was walled. So also, whatever you would talk about a city, Erevin was built in. Erevin was built in. It wasn't these discussions about metropolitan Erevs really are very, very recent. And we'll see that doing it in a Rishus Harabim, in a big public place, is really, really controversial. If not done correctly, it could be, you could be relying on really small minority opinions on something that's most serious. My Rebbe, Rav Belsky Zatzal, who was Rosh Yeshiva of Torah Vadas, who was the posuk for the OU for decades, and who was one of the greatest posukim in America for decades, he said Erevin is the most chamer part of Torah. He said, well, how do you see that? There are more dapim that discuss carrying than any other topic in Shas. The first six prakim of Masechta Shabbos is to all talk about Hotzah, and you have the whole Masechta's Erevin just focused about carrying. And there are more simanim on this topic, unique to this topic, than anything else also. It's more chamer than anything else, albeit most of the time it's derabanan. So just very basic, and then we'll get into the Gemara, just as a reminder, because everyone here I'm sure knows this, but a reminder, Erevin, we talk about Erevin, it's nothing to do with there are two aspects. One is the making the walls around the city. That's not an Erev. That's in order to have an Erev, you have to have a walled area. And number two is the Erev, which the Ma'ariv, the Erev Chatzeres, which connects all of the city together. So I will get to that at the end. We're not going to do that tonight. What we're going to be doing is Chir Shashas. Actually, I think I mentioned this to a couple people. I have an appointment on June 6th. With the sheriff of Santa Clara County. I brought the DA with me, because I, as I mentioned, can you imagine, I'm going to ask the sheriff for symbolic rights to all of the county where the Erev is. Like, can you imagine, walking into a Gentile and saying, you know, I want to be able to use all the houses, all the areas, like, I'm not looking at it crazy.
The key to the city.
I think this is literally the key to the city. So, that's a separate aspect we'll get to. So, tonight, I just want to start out what the issue is of a large city. Not talking about how to fix those issues, but what the issue is. Because if it's a Rishus HaRabim, you know, you can't have an Erev. If a city is a Rishus HaRabim, it's close to impossible. Rishus HaRabim, biblical words are upon or Karmelus or Rishus Yachon, right, or Makom Patur, biblically, you cannot have an Erev. And that we'll describe now. The Torah says in Shabbos, and we're going to build ourselves up. It's going to get more complicated next time, but I want to start from the beginning. The Gemara says in Shabbos that Vav Amid Aleph, Tanu Rabbanim, that we have a Braisa, Dalid Rishuyas L'Shabbos. There are four Rishuyas L'Shabbos. Rishuyas HaYachid, for a private domain. Rishuyas HaRabim, a public domain. Karmelis, this neutral type of domain. Makom Patur, a domain which is exempt. Frek the Gemara. Now, biblically, how many rishus are there in the Torah?
Two.
Karmelis is Darabana, three. Makom Patur is Midiris also. So there's three rishusim, there's three types of areas biblically. And Karmelis, which we'll see shortly, is Darabana. So the Braises are saying four. That's four, including Karmelis Rishus HaRabbanan. Frek the Braisa. The Ezi Rishus HaYachad. What is a private domain according to the Torah? Charetz, a ditch. Shu Amok Yud, which is 10 Tefachim. What's a Tefach? Fist. How many inches is that?
3 to 4 inches.
3 to 4 inches, right? So actually, in Erevin, this is a big deal, by the way, because when I'm doing a wall, it has to be 10 Tefachim high. Okay, so sometimes you can have a wall on a natural wall, a highway wall. It's 32 inches. So if it's 3 inches, I'm okay. It's 4 inches, you're not okay. All right, so we were mocked for the Erev. And the San Jose Erev, Ez Hashem, it's huge. It's about 26 miles around. So you have to imagine, I have 26 miles of wall to cover, approximately. It's maybe a little bit more, right, than that. Around approximately 26 miles. And every wall is at least 10 tefachim. Okay? So, that's 26 miles of that. It's a lot. So, you have, for a Rishus HaYachad, it has to be 10 tefachim, deep, if it's a ditch, and wide 4 tefachim. So, let's say 40 inches deep, and 16 inches wide. V'chen geder, or it's a geder, it's a fence, which is 10 tefachim and 4 tefachim, and it surrounds an area, which is 4 by 4 tefachim, is a private place, gemura. Rishus HaYachad, gemura. Rashi says, da rishus, we'll explain them all, geder is a kosel, it's a wall, which is 10 tefachim high, and 4 tefachim wide, will be a Rishus HaYachad. More of a Rishus HaRabim. And this is what's most important for us tonight. But we'll do all of them. What's a Rishus HaRabim? Sratya Uplatya. What's a Sratya? Says Rashi, Mesila, a road, Shaholchem Balmi earlier, an intercity road. Shaholchem Balmi earlier. If a road goes from one city to another city, that's a public domain. Can't have an Erev through that. Platya is Rechava Shalir, the town square, the town meeting area. Shisham is Katsum, so everyone gets to business. That's where all the meetings are. In the old days, they'd have a town square, center of town, where everyone congregated, everyone met. That also was a Rishus HaRabim. Umavuos Hamufulashin, or any alleyway, Umavuos Hamufulashin, Zui Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim. And an ear of Umavuos is an alley which is 16 amas. How much an amma?
One half.
1.5 feet, up to 2.5 feet, up to 2 feet according to the Chazon Ish, right? But at least a foot and a half. Wide is so let's say it's 10 amas is about 16 to 18 feet depending how you hold. So 16 amas wide, if the street's 16 amas wide, what do you think Meridian is more than 16 amas wide? What do you think? It's for sure more than 16 amas wide.
That's 24 feet wide.
16 amas, yeah, including sidewalks, it's definitely more than 24 feet wide.
Do you count the sidewalk?
Yeah, you did count the sidewalk. Mm. Yeah, but even if you didn't, it's that, right? So if it's mufuloshin v'shnei rishayin laplatia, that already is a public domain. Says the Gemara now, the Braisa, zuzram Gemara emotzin mirshasayachadzu. Now this is the Rabbanan midir Braisa. Biblically, the only thing you cannot do is carry Dalet Amos in Rosh Hashanah. Okay? But the rabbis were worried because carrying it was such a common thing that everyone does. So they made carrying much more stringent. Okay? So you cannot carry from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah. This is still the Reisa. If you from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah, it's still the Reisa. If you do b'shogeg, you're chayav chatas, b'mezid, anish, karis, v'niskel, right? So if it's shogeg, if you care from public to private, public is chatas, and if b'mezid, give warning, it's skila, and if you don't have warning, it's karis. Fine. Aval yam, but waterways, bika, which is large fields, which are usually outside. Rashi says it's like outside fields. Istavanis, which are these like bench areas where they used to do business on, which are in front of the stores. The karmelis, which all these are karmelis. Ena lo kirishas rabim, lo kirishas yachid. They're not like kirishas rabim. That's racham. Ve'in noisim v'noisim v'soicha. You cannot rabbinically carry in these areas a karmelis. Vinasa, if you do carry it, your pata. What's a karmelis? So Rashi says, it's Rashi earlier, actually, this down. Rashi earlier says, Ya'ar of a karmel, like a forest. Like a karmel, like is a forest. It's not the public domain, it's not the private domain. Tosus here says, it's from karmels like rach umala, like grain, which is not, it's not fully ripe, but it's not fully not ripe. The Rambam brings down Pirush Mishnayos Ka'aramalis, like a widow. It's not married and it's not divorced. It's not here and it's not there. So a karmelis, the rabbis were concerned, and Rabbanan, they said you cannot carry from one to another. Okay? And if you did carry, only chayv mid Rabbanan. And then it says if you did an Erev in certain areas like a karmelis, it's okay. And if you did not do it, it's okay. Because a karmelis, you can do an Erev on. A karmelis, you can do an Erev on. Even though the rabbis said it's Aser, you can also do an Erev. Here I'm talking about an Erev Chatzeres, but it's the same thing. You can use an Erev if an area is a karmelis. Right? No problem, you can go ahead and fence that off, right? So let's just pick an easy example. If you have a sleepaway camp, it's for sure a karmelis. It's not a public domain. If you have a small village with small streets and a few people, that's for sure a karmelis. Doing an Erev there is a no-brainer, okay?
Why small village, it's not a public domain?
Because we saw there's so far there's at least one criteria. You have to have intercity streets and you have to be 16 amas. We'll see more about it, but it's for sure a karmelis. Okay? Yeah, we're gonna get there yet. So the Braisa said, Rashi said they have to have 16 amas streets. The Gemara actually says this later on. The Gemara says in Sadi Tes, the Gemara is talking about the wagons. In this is in Sadi Tes, off the wagons of the Mishkan, and the Gemara says over there, Derech Rosh Hashanah Rabim is Shishas Ama. Right, Anan de Gamrila Mishkan. We learn from the Mishkan, and the Mishkan, the fact the Gemara, where there are 15 amas. Because how are the wagons? The wagons that they would carry the wood, there were two of them, followed by two of them. Each wagon was 5 amas, and then between them was 5 amas. So it was 15 amas, and that the Gemara says was like that Rishas Rabin. So it was a 15 amas spread. So the Gemara says it's only 15 amas, not 16 amas. Well, we have 5 amas between them. It was a 5 amas, 5 and then 5 in between. Yeah. So the Gemara says there's an Ama Yaseira for Ben Levi to go ahead and pick up the wood if it was falling down. So 16, it was always left an extra Ama. Even though they only had to leave 5, they left an extra Ama. They had to leave a wagon between them. That's an extra Ama for a Levi to go running to pick up the wood if it was falling down. It shouldn't fall down. So you see here, the Gemara says that the streets, so right now, the Gemara says this, that if a city has a street in the city that's 16 amas wide, you cannot, it's Rosh Hashanah, and you won't be able to close off that city. Okay? You will not be able to close off a city with a street that's 16 amas wide. That's what the Gemara says. The Rosh, Rabbeinu Asher, Meseches Erevin, is even more machmer.
Is that in Shabbos, the first
this time is Meshach Shabbos Salitas, yeah. The Rosh in Erevin in it says, it quotes the Rimi Dampier, Rashi's great-grandson, and he says, Pirish Mubos Rechavim, 13 Amma and a third is already Rosh Hasharabim. Right, and he says the only way you can close off such a city, and so we'll learn next time, is if the city is completely walled in with doors. Has to be a walled city. If it's a walled city all around, that will work for it. But otherwise, any city, this is this, according to the Rush, any city that the streets are 13 and a third amas wide, 13 and a third amas wide, you cannot do an Erev because those are public streets. Those are Rosh Hashanah.
What about the 600,000 Jews? Was that not one of the criteria?
What are you jumping ahead? Now I have to turn on the air conditioner. You just got me sweaty. It's hot to me.
What does the rush do with the
That's it. You know where the air conditioner is for this room?
No.
And they help him out. Show
the
air
conditioner. It's just outside the door on the
other side. He wants
just take it a couple of years later.
What does the rush do with the olives? He has a different
calculus. Yeah, so he's doing the question. I don't want to go into how he does it, because it's... But he learns that it's 13, and off the Gemara, it's really a re. It's 13 and one-third... 13 and one-third amas. This is actually the halakha... According to Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber says, she's like, remarkable, according to you can't have an Erev in any big city, unless it's a walled city. Mechaber says, Mevos HaRachavim, right, if the alleys of which are the streets, they can be up to a 13 amas and a third, Milfuloshim, which are split to Hutrashabim, which is 16 amas. So the Rosh Hashanah is 16 amas. Okay? But if it's 13 amas and a third, which connects to that, they also become this Rosh Hashanah. So Yeshom Shur Rosh Hashanah. This also is Rosh Hashanah. So even if it just connects into those big streets, it's Rosh Rabin. The Mishnah explains this, it quotes this from the Rashi, says, because this already is the Rabim can use. It's a big enough street which the Rabim could use. And if it connects Rosh Rabim, it would also be. So you wouldn't be able to cross over any street. So technically, you could have a city. Let's look. Here's a city. Here's a street. It's 16, it's 25 amas. See here and here? 25 amas gap. So you can have an Erev on this side of the city, you can have an Erev on this side of the city, but you cannot have an Erev crossing over here. Like our Erev, by the way, so we have the 280 on the north, right? Now I'm using, the reason I have 280 in the north is because I want the sound barrier of the 280, but even if I wanted to, I couldn't cross, I can't have an Erev crossing over. That's really bad. The 280 is an interstate highway, right? You know, it's an interstate highway. You can't cross over. In fact, I just showed a few people today that our final permit is in the federal highway system right now. They have to approve it because the state highways, the Caltrans has deals with the federal highways. So it's like, you know, interest. It's going, you know, it's a federal highway. You can't cross it. But let's say it was just a street. You cannot cross a public domain. So even if I wanted to, I can't have wires or any way to cross that highway above going over the highway. That's a public domain, right? Unless I'm able to wall off completely with actual walls and shut it down, which
In
LA, they built walls. Like they let them actually build walls, not poles and wires. They connect. They made new fences and walls on that highway, because you know, at an extraordinary price, in certain places, because it was not walled. Yeah, that's. But they can't go across. I mean, how you have to shut down the highway? I mean, you know, so unless it's walled, so according to this, you would not be able. That makes you have areas on both sides. You cannot cross over this area. Another halacha which is important to the Gemara says in Shabbos on Tzadiches, which is not really germane today, but if it would be, the Gemara says that Amar Shmuel Bar Yehuda Amar Rabbi Abba. Amar of Huna, Amar Rav. It's the name of Rav. Hama, where's Rav? Where's Shiva?
Sura.
Yeah, good. Yep. You didn't forget, I was making sure. Yeah. Where's Rav Huna? Where's Shiva?
Rav Huna? Also Sura.
Also Sura, good. Well, let's take the tapes back. If it wasn't like a year ago, you're going to be... I'm an expert. So Hamaver. So he said like it's Hamaver Dal Amas Bereshus Harav Mekura. Putter. If you have a, let's say you have this public street, 16 amas wide, but it's covered with a roof. You're not chayiv. It's not liable. Why? It's not like the encampments in the desert. It's not like the encampments in the desert. So if you have a street which is covered, I don't know any streets that are covered per se, but if it would be, but you see from here, is that it has to be like they traveled in the Midbar. There's always these two, in the Rishayim, when you're learning the sugya of what a public domain is, there's two ideas. One is how they traveled, and another is like the Mishkan, or how they were encamped, how the Machane Yisrael was. Another is to learn from the Mishkan. And if it was covered road, that would be okay. Midiraisa, and therefore you can do an error for that. Now, Jonathan jumped the gun. So we're not going to get there yet. Still have to figure out what does it mean that the term mefulash, because the Braisa learned that if it's mefulash, what does mefulash mean?
It goes through, it's unblocked.
It's unblocked, right? Mefulash means a straight shot. If it's mefulash, then it's Rosh Hashanah deraisa, right? Because the lashon of the Braisa was muvos hamefulashin, and Muvos, which go through, that's Rosh Hashanah. So Rashi, where is Rashi? Rashi says, and actually it's an Erevin, Vavim Ebez. Rashi says, what's your Fulashin? So it's talking about Yushalayim, because Yushalayim was a walled city. Okay, so it's not our talk for right now, but Rashi says, Rosh Hashanah Shalom Muchavim Mishar L'Shar. It went literally a straight road. Like, you ever see the old towns? They had a road that went right through the town? Like, right through the town. It goes from one city to it goes right through the town. The Yeshba, I'm not going to get this, I'm going to say it now, we're not going to focus. I think Rashi says the second thing. It has to be, the street, to be a public place, has to have straight thing, and it has to have 600,000 people on it. So Rashi says there are 600,000 people. We'll swing back to that. And it has to be 16 amas. So Rashi says three things. Straight roads, 600,000 people, right? The Ilmala Shinoel and Tlosebech Olayla, and if the cities, the doors of Yerushalayim wouldn't be locked, it would be a Rishasarabim. Virachav Sheshisrei. Virachav Sheshisrei Amma. It has a thing. So again, it has to be a thing. But once it's, you can lock the doors of Jerusalem, like the old city of Jerusalem, you can lock it, even be 600,000 people. It would be a closed area, and that's okay. Even though it has 600,000 people, even though it has these large roads. But Rashi says that Mufulashim has to run straight through the city. Like the old days, you know, like those, you know, you can see that, by the way, you go like the, you're in like the country, in the Catskills, you have these old towns, like there's a city that goes like right through the city, and it says cut.
Main Street.
Main Street.
Chicago.
Huh?
Chicago's pretty.
Which one?
I mean, all the streets, all streets.
Oh, that Main Street that
it goes through, right through. Yeah, so I'm going to give you an example. In Lakewood.
Michigan Avenue, I think it's.
Something with a T.
Dearborn or?
No, the thing with a T. I forget what it is, but a T. It goes straight.
Go through the whole city. Okay, great.
Chicago? Tui.
Oh, Tui, that's right. Tui, that's right. I've read that, actually. That's right. Tui goes right through the city. That's right.
That's it.
So like in Lakewood, let me give you an example. There's a 9, Route 9. Anyone been to Lakewood ever?
Yeah.
Route 9 goes right through the city. And it's
kind of knows the Garden State Parkway.
Right, and the Route 9 goes, you can take Route 9 from southern Jersey to northern Jersey. It goes right up through the whole city. It's a route that goes through the whole state, and it's 16 miles wide. So Rabbi Aaron said you can't ever cross Route 9. So no matter what, Lakewood can never have one whole Erev, even if they wanted to, right? Rabbi Aaron didn't like Erevin for other reasons, for a whole city. But it's not right now. He held you can never cross Route 9. That goes right through the city, right? And Rabbi Aaron didn't go for the 600,000 people, which we'll get to in a minute. He said if you can have an Erev in Lakewood, it has to be on either half. You cannot cross Route 9, because that literally goes from before Lakewood and through Lakewood, it goes straight. It goes right through the city. The city is split in half by Route 9. It goes right through the city. It goes right through there. So according to Rashi, if it's straight, if the road would go like this, it could be. It was if two way would go like this, right? That's not a problem according to Rashi. Understand? Even if it goes through the city, hey, it has to go. It would have to be a straight road. The Ramban. Also, Nachmanides also says that it has to go straight through the city. Levi, when did Ramban live?
About 800 years ago.
A little less
than 800.
Yeah. This is 1270, right? So the Rambam, however, the Rambam is the most machmer, by the way. When we get to the Rambam's together of what a republic ministry. I'll read it now. I mean, what is public is really high. The Rambam says, doesn't mention anything about straight, having it straight. He says, Ezuham Rushusram, what's a public domain? Which, remember, if it's a public domain, you can't do it. Why am I starting here? Because if you want to do an Erev in a city, it cannot be a Rushusram. There's nothing to talk about. You know, Brooklyn, Flatbush, does not have an Erev. You know why? Not because Ocean Parkway, because Brooklyn has more people than take from Morgan Hill and go to Oakland combined. Mm. Okay, there's more people than from Brooklyn. I think would be the third or fourth largest city in the country by itself, right? In a very condensed area. Okay, I think it's like 3-something million people. It's over 2.5 million. It's about 3-point-something million people. There's more people. San Jose has 1,050,000. San Francisco is like 980,000. Put it in Oakland. Keep going. Right? Brooklyn is a very dense area. It's Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Moshe held. There's a Rosh Hashanah. It's a many place scheme. You cannot have an Erev there. Okay?
Brooklyn. So Rosh Hashanah just the basis of the population?
Based on the population, which we'll get to. We haven't got that yet. Besides Ocean Parkway. Ocean Parkway is for sure a problem, but maybe you can have Erevs on two sides. That we could have an Erev on one side of Ocean Parkway and Erev on the other side of Ocean Parkway. You're right. Right? Maybe, like we saw, the Machaber says, if the streets connect into it, and they're wide streets, if Ocean Parkway may make everything Ocean Sarabim, right? Then we saw the 13th and 3rd Amma, which connects into Ocean Parkway. Maybe that would be a problem if it's on both sides of the streets. So it would have to be dead-end streets. Right? So if it's Ocean Sarabim, by the way, we're out of luck for an Erev. This is why it's so critical.
So, what is this word you were saying? Is Rabban?
Public domain. So, it's so critical to define this, because if it's a public domain, we're out of luck. There's nothing to talk about in a big city. And again, decades ago, years ago, this was not an issue because it was walled cities. And even if it was a walled city, the streets were not major. very few. What do you think in the old days with their donkeys and camels? They had really wide streets. They didn't have really wide streets. They had narrow streets. You ever see, like, you ever see, by the way, in Yerushalayim, to drive those streets in Yerushalayim? The two-way street, it's like, it's a one-way street by us. It's like crazy. You know what I'm talking about? I was driving in Katsumo, and I was like, you know, like, you drive like that. Like, you know, obviously, the new parts of Israel, they make the streets wide, but the old cities, they were very narrow. You go to any old city, they're very narrow streets. And they're walled, and they were. You're talking about most cities, until the Industrial Revolution, 97% of the population was in agricultural places. So you do a little area around your shtetl, no big deal. And the few cities that were there were 60,000 people, 100,000 people. It was a major. Until, you know, the Krakow era, when Krakow was a huge tumult, size, this, it was 300,000 people at the time, 350,000 people, and 70,000 were Jews. It was a big deal. It was a big discussion in the early 19th century about that era. Today, you know how many people LA has? And they have more than 300,000 people in the Erev. Forget the city. Right? San Jose's a city of 1 million people. We're talking a different galaxy. If we're talking about public domain, we're in big trouble here. The Rambam says, what's Rishus Sarabim? Midbaros, the Arim, the Shvakim, and Drachim, with Elash Lehem. Okay? Large, wide areas of the desert. Is the desert, or big forests, or shuks, or drachim, then mufulash behem. Ovovad, as long as this road is a derech of tes zayin amma, it doesn't have a roof. Right? So, 16 amma with no roof, but nothing but straight, crooked. According to Rambam, if you have a street that goes to the city like this, which certain cities have, does the baking go through the whole Yerushalayim?
No, not the Yerushalayim. It goes from Kinyan Malcha or the way to
Ramah. But it goes to a whole. You can go all the way north of it.
It stops pretty much after Malcha.
That's it. If you're on the Begin, you can cut right through Yerushalayim. No, you can't go. It's not the one. You go. You can take from where. You go right by the Knesset area, right?
Yeah.
And you can go all the way to Modin. That keeps going.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you want to be able to cross the Begin. I don't know how they. Yeah. I get right. Yeah. If you're gonna hold like this, you definitely cannot cross. If you have in your shalayim, you cannot carry across the Begin.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
it goes right. It cuts right. Yeah. It cuts to the corner of the city. That that side of the city. That Begin goes right through.
Exactly from this side.
From that side, and it goes all the way north. I mean, I took the Begin. To Kiryat Sefer. I mean, to Modin.
On the way to Betel, also on the other side.
On the other side, also it goes right. So you wouldn't be able to cross over it, and even if the Begin's not straight, because the Begin doesn't go straight, it goes like this, right? But it's one road that goes through. According to the Rambam, you're out of luck. That's a public domain, no crossing that. So if I'd end the shir now, we can't have an Erev, and not only that, New York can't have an Erev, Chicago can't, Los Angeles use an Erev in the valley.
Is it Erev?
Maybe we're going to take it down tomorrow.
Please don't.
No, you should
have. Because of Erev.
You moved there from where?
I used to live in Marina del Rey. Also in Los Angeles, but Marina del Rey had no Erev.
No Erev. You moved because of Erev.
My wife said.
The Valley Village was, I think, the first major Erev in Los Angeles. 1986, they had that Erev. I have your papers, by the way. So when we take it down, I'll give you the paper. there'll be nothing to talk about right now. At this point, we look at the 16 Amas. Certainly if it's an intercity, if it's going between city to city, if it's streets are wide, 16 Amas.
So one of this is enough to rule it down?
According to the Gemara, according to the Gemara, it sounds like a rule that 16 Amas is Rosh Hashanah. That's what the Gemara says, right? We saw that Rashi, though, said something about 600,000 people. Remember that Rashi?
Yeah.
And the Tosafos Jonathan K even beat Rashi tonight. 600,000 people. So the truth is, not only does Rashi say it, but it's also a Tosafos. Rashi says it in Erev, and he says it in Shabbos also. It's also a Tosafos in Shabbos as well.
When you say that you couldn't have one, you mean you couldn't have one go across it, but you could have one on either side of it.
You would be able, yeah, but let's say, so imagine, it's let's say San Jose, so you couldn't cross Meridian. Uh-huh. You'd carry on one side, and then you'd have Hamilton.
Yeah.
So you have
so everybody would have to be on this side.
Oh, and Hamilton would stop you,
yeah,
and Meridian would stop you. So you couldn't have an area that crosses Hamilton. You couldn't have an area that crosses Meridian.
Right.
And if you had streets which go, there'd be another street. If it's not a dead end, it could be even cutting through there. Mm-hmm. Those streets would also be like mini areas. You'd have lots of mini areas, but you would not be able to cross into those major streets.
Right.
Or you wall San Jose. You put walls like the old days in Jerusalem and Prague. And they wall the cities, you know, like when they had invading armies. Maybe tell Trump, build that wall, you know.
But then you'd be effectively shutting off the resistance.
Well, actually, you know what? Trump may make America one big Arab. You'll just wall the country. It would be great.
But then since you wall it, no longer has a title of resistance because you closed it off, no?
Right, yeah, but if you actually wall the city, it would be fine, but we're not going to wall the city. So you're right, you could have many small Erevs, but that's it. There's nothing more than that. You'd have like these little block party Erevs on certain blocks. Tosfos also, he said that Rashi said 600,000, he said it in Erev, and he also says in Shas, but Tosfos also says this as well. Tosfos over here.
Is that number coming from the number of Jews in the desert or something?
So Tosfos says, this is in the Gemara later on, we couldn't do everything. He says, Tosfos is Vavam Beis, Kan, Bizman Shisrael Shurim Bemidbar, it's learned for the Jews in the desert, Mashma Ktsas, De'ena Rishosunah says, Mashma Ktsas, Rashi says this is a Dever Pashat, that you need 600,000 people. Tosfos says, Mashma Ktsas, De'ena Rishosurabim, Elim Ken, Mitsuyin, Sham, Shishim Ribo, come up with Midbar. It's not a public domain. 600,000 people. 600,000 people, like they were in the desert. So anything we're not getting San Jose. You're not getting LA yet. LA has millions of people, right? So Tosfos and Rashi say 600,000 people, like they were in. The Midbar, okay. The Ramban and many Rishonim say, where do they get this from? The Gemara doesn't say anything. We have the Gemaras. Did you hear 600,000 in the Gemara? Our Rishos, did it say anywhere? Shurami 600,000 people? It said no, right? It had to be street size, or platia, or rachavia. Where does it say 600,000 people? Where is it? Even Tosfos is a diak that it's compared to the Midbar, so it must be 600,000 like that. Okay? The Shulchan Aruch says as follows. This is in Shin Memhei Zion. This Se'if is where all of the metropolitan Arabs depend on. There are blogs and blogs and blogs on the Sif. There are tshuvas and tshuvas and tshuvas on the Sif. There are people who try to change all, to allow all Arabs, fight all Arabs based on this Sif. We're not going to do it justice because we're not learning Rishonim Bein, but really before you learn Arab, in the Sif is the most important Sif that allows, is a make or break of all large cities, for Chicago, for New York, for Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the largest city in Israel, by the way, right? It's 800-something thousand people in it. For the Gush Dan, which is, although Tel Aviv mainly have 400,000, it's connected to a major metropolitan area. That Gush Dan area is about almost 2.5 million people over there.
It's
what? Of course it is, yeah, it's a city. But the Gush Dan, you know what Gush Dan is, right? Gush Dan is a Tel Aviv metropolitan area, which Ramat Gan, Bnei Brak, Petach Tikva.
Tel Aviv itself
is a city. It's a metropolitan area. It's like about 400,000 people approximately. Yerushalayim is a metropolitan area. Yerushalayim is, when you leave Yerushalayim, you're out of Yerushalayim. You leave Tel Aviv, you're in Ramat Gan, and then you're in Rishon LeZion, and they're all connected there. Petach Tikva, Bnei Brak, blah, 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 blah. So they call it Gush Dan. That's that metropolitan. Why Gush Dan? That's where Shevet Dan was, right? Gush Dan.
Gush Dan, did have a halacha of one big city.
So, let's see. What does that mean? Because we're by the way,
continuous.
Yeah, what is 600,000 people here? In general, what does it do you include Campbell? Does it metropolitan areas? You know, is Bnei Brak its own city? Is it because you pay your own taxes? Or is it one city? It doesn't make a difference. You know, what do you call what you like? It's one big blob, right? It just keeps going.
Megalopolis is what they call it.
A megalopolis. Yeah. Okay. So says the Machaber, Ezu versus Rab, what is a public domain? Rechova Shishvachim. Okay, this is from the Gemara so far. Rechova Shishvachim, it's going to have streets or shuks or markets, which are 16 amas wide. Ve'ena Mekorim, ve'en lam choma. And they're not walled. Very important, by the way. Ve'en lam choma. So if a streets don't, they're not walled, right? V'afilu yesh lahem choma. So if they're walled streets, they're not Rishus Rabim. But even if they have a wall, if they go through the city, they go mishar l'shar, from the beginning to the outside, they cut through the city, they're have Rishus Rabim, if it doesn't have doors which are locked at night. Okay, if you lock, that doesn't apply today. No one locks highways at night. Okay, now I will tell you, I'll just stop here for a second. There was an area in Philadelphia where it was in an area called Wynwood. Actually, I used to learn with this rabbi. So, in Wynwood, they have an Erev, and the community was on two sides of City Line Avenue. Okay, City Line Avenue literally goes through the city. It's called City Line Avenue, it goes straight.
I think you follow the old train.
Oh, we have a Philadelphia boy over here, right? I forgot. So you know City Line Avenue, right? You're right by St. Joe's, and it goes keep going all the way down, right? So what they did, this is unbelievable. I'm not saying you could do this. Their community is on two sides of City Line Avenue. Well, they wanted to be able to carry. It's not a highway. It's a road though, which is more than 16 amas. It goes right through the city. They have doors. They have doors from one side of the city to another. And they close it. This is a question, can you do this in halacha, whatever. This is what they do. They close it every year for like an hour or whatever. They close it at night, like 3 a.m. Like a night when no one drives, 4 a.m. like some random night. And they close these doors and they hold it. Those are delosos. And that's how they close off city doors, like a delot.
So they hold it just by closing off any
money.
Basically, close off the
door. It shows it's a door. It's to illustrate that there's a door that works. I'm not telling you this is geschmack.
And a railroad crossing across this, which is common.
Huh?
A railroad crossing temporarily breaks or which is a robbing would be a lenience.
Oh, so there's railroads are things that go through an area. If we're gonna get to next time, that's a big discussion. Why? How you can close Erevin? And we're gonna. This is step one. We're gonna see that even if you can close it, it's gonna be what you can close Erevin with is a big thing. If you have a railroad going under your wires or going through your doors, you know that for sure is a problem. That you can't be doing. This is a street with cars, and you're gonna have doors. You can't have a Tzurza Pesach for this. You cannot have two poles and a wire for this. It will not work. For this kind of street, for an intercity street, you need to have doors. That's what he says. Because it's considered a public throughway. If it's a public throughway, you need doors. Yeah?
How is it? Lamaisa, how does that even work if there's no wall attached to the door? Because, yeah, sure, you're blocking off the street. You're not actually, like, blocking off anything. Like
you're just making into a wall. A door.
Okay.
You're blocking off the road.
It's a door. Very temporary door. It's there. They keep it there the whole year, and they shut it once a year. So they do. Now I'm not saying nobody holds this. I don't think a lot of people like it, but they felt they had no choice and they had they had a psak and whatever. It's not a geschmack thing, but that's what they rely on.
Did they all there are a lot of the,
no.
the chashuva people in Philadelphia.
No, not necessarily, but not everyone's chashuv, and there are a lot of people who carry without it. And there's something to rely on. You know, it's not gishmak.
So, I mean, do you have an arrow on either side of that? So this is only, there's only a question.
I don't know. I would be the rav there. If I take over there,
yeah.
I don't know if I would take down the door thing because they did ask a posek. I can tell you that many would not like that, but I would certainly make sure that both sides have a separate arrow. Because that's a real big kula. Okay? I mean, Thelassus meant doors. Yerushalayim was closed nightly. Yerushalayim was closed nightly. Okay? I will tell you, Oakland, they're going to be after us. We really paved the way for Oakland to get an Arab. But they're going to be, if they get, they're going to be after us. Oakland has a big problem. Oakland has no overlined wires. They're all underground. And because they're underground, forget the electric wires they have nothing to rely on. They don't. City doesn't want to put up poles and water. I mean, you know why? You know why Oakland's underground. I mean, can only imagine why they put up underground there. You know, but because of that, they don't want poles and wires. So what Oakland's trying to do is go on the highway walls all the way around, put the lusus there, and to close the off ramps exactly like this once a year, and close. I mean, I don't know if Caltrans. I know that when I met with the director, he mentioned this to me, and he didn't like it at all. I, you know, of course, I said, well, you know, I was not going to chas v'shalom damper their eruv. I mean, you know, again, I'm not here to judge. I'm just telling you issues. This is what it is. Because delosus l'chura means it was closed nightly. Yerushalayim was closed nightly. Actually, this is being learned from that. They closed door nightly. But maybe it doesn't have to be that. Maybe just having a door there, which is you functions of the door once a year, could do it. But here's the point. If it's an inter-city road, which goes 16 amas, even if it's walled, you can't work without doors. Okay? I'm not focused on this because this is not really germane to us. So, as I said, this is, you know, maybe if they would have voted for Trump, they got their wall built. There's a lot of illegal stuff that goes on there, right? Can you imagine, you put the wall in the country, it'll be great, you know? The Eish Omrim. Now, here's what's germane to us. Says the Machaber, Yesh Omrim, this is the most makel shita, and you're going to see what the Mishabur says. The Mechaber says, now Yesh Omrim means we usually don't, it's not the simple halacha, right? But the Mechaber says, the most makel shita. Yesh Omrim should call She'ain Shishim Ribo, if it doesn't have Shishim Ribo on the road, B'chol Yom, every day, in Ashtab, it's not public domain.
Who's the Yesh Omrim?
Who's the Yesh Omrim? Rashi. That we saw, B'chanir Adas HaRosh, Perek Kamba, and he quotes the Smag and the Smak and the Sefer Truman the Rokech. Now, the Rambam doesn't say this, the Magmish doesn't say this, the Ramban doesn't say this, the Rivash says doesn't say this. So,
what does he mean by 600,000 people there during the day passing through?
So, do you want to get into 500 books tonight? this what he means is one of the biggest machloikeses. I mean, and because I'm just, you know, if you ever like look this up in like in the Achrenim, I'm just in if you look up Brooklyn Arab blog, you're gonna see like people fighting over this because it really affects Brooklyn. Brooklyn, New York, has more Orthodox Jews than any city in the world. Okay, then there are more Orthodox Jews in Brooklyn than any city in the world. Okay, even more than Yerushalayim. Okay, not by much over Yerushalayim, but more than Yerushalayim, and this affects them very much. And there are people all screaming, but and Ramesh didn't hold it. You could hold it, could not do it.
Are you talking 600,000 Jews or 600,000 people?
600,000 people. Any people? Yeah, that's good question. It's actually discussed. Any people? Okay, that's so we're not okay yet, but according to Machaber, we are. 600,000 on the road
every day.
Chol Yom.
Like so Xmas or whatever would.
I mean, no. It means it's a derech call. No one's gonna say it. Yeah, yeah. So then, on this, the Chavetz Chaim says like this: Svirlo degamle in dumi the digle midbar. It has to be like a diglo midbar. Remember we said that the gulm of the midbar if it's covered, the street's covered, it's not a problem because it's not like the way it's in the Midbar. Even though there was more than that, there's more than 600,000 people, we only say that when we count the census is 600,000 people. So this is 600,000 people. That's what the Chavetz Chaim says. Ulein halacha, midas mechaber. Mechaber says this daya is only a yesh omrim. It's only a yesh omrim. Mashma de la halacha lo svir lekach. La halacha, the mechaber is not holding these. That you only, it's if it wrote 16 amas, you're in trouble. Imikol makom, right? The minig always is like Rashi and Tosis, 600,000. That's what the Chavetz Chaim says. Em banu koach limchos biyad hasomchem al deyazu. We can't be mekel for those who rely on this mechaber of 600,000 people. The deyazu gam, it's not das echida, and as I brought down, it brings a berach halacha, and that's a certain achronim bring down. He quotes the Magen Avraham and the Taz and other achronim bring this down, this condition of 600,000 people. However, the Chavetz Chaim says, "Bechol bal nefesh, if you're a person of spirit, you should not rely on this. Don't rely on an Erev if there's not 600,000 people, and the Mechaber's opinion is not 600,000 people in the city, 600,000 people on the roads." Okay. The next thing, by the way, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Chipasti bekol harishayim ha'om de meshita zu," and I never saw such a thing. That 600,000 people on the road. Where does he get that from? Tosfos said 600,000 people in the city. We have 600,000 people on the road? Is there any city that you know that 600,000 people use it? Maybe the GW, you know. How many cities, you know, 600,000 people on the road? He said, no, I never saw such a thing. Where does he get this from? And he says, see the Berlach, who are trying to figure this out.
So this is Rashi 600,000 people on the road?
That's how the Mechaber understands Rashi.
But you said there was no reality for 600,000 people back 200 years ago. Mechaber is 400 years ago. There was no reality of 600,000
people. So according to Mechaber, if you follow this Yesh Omrim, there's no such thing as just Rabbim in his time.
Oh, okay.
That's right. And you can wall any city. And that's why you didn't find any discussions 700 years ago about these areas. There was no such, didn't exist. Right.
So why not rely on that rather than this, like, idea of the doors once a year? Seems like a bit more.
So the 600,000 people, right? The Mishnah Berurah, the Berlacha also has a list of who holds 600,000. He literally brings out a list. I'm not going to go through it because it's late. The 600,000 people is irrelevant as far as an intercity highway. That's besides everything else. That's for regular streets, whatever. If it's intercity, that's in its own right. It is a problem. Okay. But he says it's any city, because we're gonna try to wall a large city, part of 600,000 people. He also says in the Berlacha, we can't be moicha. But you're a Shemayim, should be Machmer. I'm going to quote his words. It's not going to be, we won't get it tonight, but I want to read what it says. Mekomakom in banum limchos biyad mekilin. We can't be screaming at mekilin. Shem soim chan ala poiskin. They rely on the poskin. They follow the Bahag, which is of Shimon Kral, which is the 7th century in Rashi. But a yirei shemayim bevada yish lahakmer laatzish, for themselves should be machmer. Now Warsaw had 600,000 people by World War II, had an erev. Paris had 600,000 people by World War II, had an erev. A lot of these tshuvas about the Warsaw erev and the Paris erev, which we'll get to a little bit next time. Atzad bezvanenu yish gam kavish rabbi Torah, and he says, Melacha says, if you're a baal nefesh, you should only rely on an erev that has delosis and not tzarsa pesach. Not using poles and wires, because this 600,000 thing is not so set. Now, I would have done much more, but I'm just going to read to you. This is an excellent book, by the way. It puts out a couple years ago, called The Laws of Erev. square root 2, because again, it kind of gives a very loose sum with a couple of great examples. And I'll just, we'll end here with this. This talks about the effect of 600,000 people on a metropolitan area, right, in a contemporary city. As mentioned earlier, conventional Erev comprised of tzuras ha-pesach, which are poles and wires. So there are Erevs in certain places. Actually, in the Bay Area, there's a city. In San Francisco, they have with just on poles and wires. They rely on the electric poles, which is its own discussion if the poles are straight, not, could you actually catch it, but I'm not here to just telling you the issues. Which is all poles and wires. So if it's a public domain, you cannot have pole, wire, and string a city around it. Okay? Therefore, it's essential to determine what constitutes a Rosh Hashanah, a public domain. In chapter 1, we discussed that a public domain must be 16 amos wide and unroofed to qualify as a public domain, as a Rosh Hashanah. Additionally, there is an additional requirement of Shishim Riboy, the presence of 600,000 individuals, similar to the encampment in the desert, which was populated by 600,000 people. The accepted practice for many generations follows the opinion that Shishim Ribo is a requirement for Rosh Hashanah. So having 600,000 people is a requirement for public domain. Nevertheless, it was also accepted for Bali Nefesh to be stringent, and an individual who wishes to be stringent should not be viewed as one who's questioning a long-standing minhag. So machmer by Erev, you have what to? There's a reason to be machmer by Erev. Those who follow this...
Machmer only for 600,000, though.
Yeah, there's 600,000. Right, if you're in a bungalow colony, there's other things, but in general, right, in a bungalow colony, right, exactly. Those who follow a stringent view should not rely on an Erev that includes a city street that is wider than 16 amos, even if there's not 600,000 people. If there's people, okay. It discusses how it's determined, and then he says, many Rishonim clearly state that if a city has a population of 600,000, then the main street is considered Rosh Hashanah. However, there are various opinions regarding how this is to apply in contemporary cities. For example, let's say City A has a population of 5 million people. Which city has a population of 5 million people?
At least 5 million?
Has 5 million. Chicago. So that's Chicago, a city of 5 million, approximately. There's one main road that passes. By the way, these two, this Sefer was put up by two people from the Chicago Call, hypothetically. There's one main road that passes through the entire city and is used by many residents to travel to and from downtown for work. It is estimated that of the 1.5 million residents who work downtown, at least half of them use this main road. This road is considered a Rosh Hashanah, according to all opinions. This is used by like 600,000 people on a daily basis, and you can't have an Erev with it. That road can never be an Erev, okay? Application 2. City B has a population of 1 million people. What city has 1 million people? San Francisco. San Jose and San Francisco. There are many roads that service the local neighborhoods and a few main roads that pass through the entire city. When traveling long distances across the city, these roads are only the only practical route, as the local roads are too slow for travel. It is assumed that almost all the residents of the cities use the main roads at least occasionally. Does it apply to San Jose? No. There's no main roads in San Jose. What? That's not. So the 2A's is intercity. So if you're not on the 2, if you're in anywhere in this area, there's no main roads that you have to go throughout the city in. Right? Maria doesn't go throughout the city, by the way.
El
Camino's a big shadow, by the way. But that doesn't go through San Jose. Right? El Camino's rather. El Camino, by the way, I want you to know one thing.
San Diego.
El Camino is Caltrans property. It doesn't belong to any city. In fact, one of the ways that we got Caltrans, Palo Alto pushed them, is that Stanford has flags on. So if you think Stanford put their flags there, how can you not let us put poles and wire? Right? The way legally, by the way, the Arabs work is, the reason Caltrans is forced to let us have an Arab is because they let other people use their right of way. If they never let anyone use their right of way, we can't force them to. Means we're putting poles on. If people don't understand, we're putting 20-foot poles in concrete on their property. I mean, do you know what that is? Like, lots of them. You know, and we're not paying them for it. When people put their cell phone towers, they pay you monthly fees. We're not paying Caltrans any monthly fees. So why are they letting us do this? I mean, they made our lives very difficult, and there's lots of, but why do they have to do this? Because they let other people use it, and if they let anyone use it for anything, PG&E, they let use it, they have to let us use it under religious protections, okay? But El Camino would be a big issue.
Wait, how about that expressway?
How far does it go?
All the way down to the bottom of San Jose, all the way up here to Willow Glen.
But it doesn't go through the whole city, though. It doesn't go all the way north. And very few people use it. What?
No, it ends at Blue Pass on Carlos Street.
Yeah, it doesn't go. Right,
right.
Again, it's kind of
comes up to the city.
Right, but
the city. Campbell, for example, Campbell Avenue goes to Campbell.
Campbell Avenue goes to Campbell, yeah. So here's now here's application. This is going to be us. The city has a population of 1 million people. There's a grid of many side and main streets running throughout the city. Right? There's no major roads that most of the city uses. Residents living in the southern part of the city have their own access to and from the city. Right? Some people are coming to the city one way, other people are coming to the city the other way. There's lots of main roads. Some are taking the 85, some are taking the 87, some are coming up the 280. They're all going out different ways. Okay? The same applies to other neighborhoods. It is assumed that many of the residents of the south side of the city will seldom, if ever, travel the roads on the north side of the city. If you drive, you live in the south, you take the southern entrance and exit points. Live in the north, you take the northern. You're not coming in and out the same ways and the same roads. The same applies to residents of other neighborhoods. There are post considered roads to be a shtrabim if the city is 600,000 people. Other posts are more lenient since none of the main roads have 600,000 people. So let's talk about San Jose very briefly. Now, by the way, the thing quotes through Ramosha. I'm not going through Ramosha's opinion. But Ramosha's opinion is that if you have to have 600,000 people on all of the roads at one time, not that road, right? So he says you have to have 3 million people, approximately, and you have to use an 8.5-mile to an 8.5-mile radius, which is what Machana Israel is. Okay, so San Jose is a very spread-out city, right? 8.5 miles. We don't have 600,000 people in 8.5 miles. Because it's very important. According to our Moshe, we're not a Shtrabim.
Brooklyn must.
Brooklyn certainly does. Has this in it. According to our Moshe, if you use 8.5 miles by 8.5 miles, right? We don't see 600,000 people. When I spoke to David Feinstein years ago, not a problem San Jose to have an Arab. San Francisco does. It's an island, San Francisco. It has literally that amount of people. San Francisco is probably a fourth or a fifth of the area of San Jose. We're spread out. We have like, you go to the hills there by the 80s, so there's wide areas of the city that are not really populated, right? We're going like this, like long rectangular. That's how San Jose is, right? If you look at the map of San Jose. So, according to Ramosha, no problem. So, according to Ramosha, we're not Rishonim. So, okay, according to Ramosha. But what makes our Erev great? And I'm going to tell you something interesting. The Reb Chaim Ozer, he held the city of 600,000 people, no matter what you do, is a problem. Period. Right? It's once 600,000. We're it's already a cool of 600,000 people. Remember that, because really, if it's a road of 16 amas, you're gone. And if 16 amas, you can't have an Arab in San Jose or any city. Hamilton's not such a big street. Streets like Hamilton and Meridian and Kirtner and Foxworthy, they're in every city in the country, right? So there's no such thing as it. But if you hold 600,000 people, then, okay, that's a kula. So let's say you hold 600,000 people. But then what? If the city has 600,000 people, then what are you going to do? So if you're like the Mechaber, it's on the street, so we're okay. But if you hold the city 600,000 people, like many others do, that's an issue.
Well, why are you okay on the street? I mean, don't we have 600,000 people going through in a day in Meridian?
600,000 people? Not even. There's not even 50,000 people on one day in Meridian. No, not even 50,000. Ramesh holds all the streets. But what makes this Erev? Now again, this Erev is going to be a lichatchila great Erev, and maybe even according to the Rambam, you can use the San Jose Erev. What did we say? If it's a walled city, there's no such thing as a Rosh Hashanah, right? because the camp was not walled. The Jewish people didn't have a wall, right? Our Erev is four sides, majority wall. And according to even Reb Chaim Ozer, according to Reb Tzachan and Spector, and most of the great poskim, or many of the great poskim, once you have walls all around the city, actual walls, and not Shiras HaPesachs, so long as Rabbim, the fact that we have to close those with certain poles and wires.
Well, why do you have to close poles and wires? Don't you have to have doors, like you said?
No. Because once it's majority wall on all four sides, it's no longer in any ways Rosh Hashanah. Mm-hmm. It's already it takes it into a Carmelis.
So
the only reason Jerusalem has that is because it has a big street going through it.
Exactly. Right.
So as long as it's walled, even if these walls specifically don't cross the Rosh Hashanah, it's still the majority wall would count?
The majority wall takes it out of Rosh Hashanah. And I want you to know one thing. Los Angeles is the biggest Erev in the world, I think. I'm pretty sure that the city Erev is the biggest Erev in the world. And what were they going to do? They even treated it as a Rosh Hashanah, but they went on to get majority walls. They took their Erev so far out and closed. If you look at the LA Erev, they went way past the community in order to close it on all four sides, right? And that it should be. So we did the same thing. We went all the way out. We go all the way down to the 85. I don't even think we'd go down to the 85. But it makes our area completely walled in.
We're using all the walls in the highways.
We have all the sound barriers. So we just have to close it. So actually, about 90% approximately of the San Jose Erev are existing walls. We're just closing the gaps. Now, since it's 26 miles, 10% of that is about... there's a lot of things you have to do to close it off, right? Or whatever, 5% of it, or, you know. But it's majority wall. And once it's majority wall all around, it's like a walled city. You no longer, and there's no straight street going through it. So you don't have to worry about any of these problems anymore. And that's why we can build an Erev according to almost every single opinion that's out there, and maybe even according to the Rambam. Because we're no longer in the Rosh Hashanah together. If we'd want to build just poles and wires without walls around us, the challenge for Brooklyn, for example, is that the Bell Parkway doesn't have walls. They don't have walls around them. And they can't just put poles and wires because Rosh Hashanah. You need to build, and they're not going to build walls around Brooklyn. That's, right? So if it's a walled city, then you can go ahead and be Rosh Hashanah Carmelis according to Evans. So we're able to begin the process of building an Erev, even according to those who hold Tezayin Amas of streets, because we are a walled city. Now, some would say if you have a city street going through, you know, you should still, it's a problem, but that already is it would be a major chumra, and it takes off, we're already out of that whole keder. So we're out of that, we're not the only ones doing that, but that makes this Erev an excellent Erev, as opposed to a cooler they can air of. You know what I understand?
So if you didn't have this wall here in San Jose,
right?
You personally wouldn't approve this here because
personally, you'd have to use the cooler. According to many Achronim, you would not be able to build an Erev of just of even so what many Erevs do is use these electric poles. They put lechis on the bottom of electric poles. They just follow those down, right? Now, which that itself, after this tonight, is very questionable for various reasons, unless they have these things going all the way up to the wires. Again, I'm not judging, I'm just telling you, you know, but those, if you're doing it in a large city, you're really relying on small minority opinions, because you have to, which is the Yesh Omer and the Machaber, you have to rely on that. There's not 600,000 people on that street. Right? That's what you're forced to rely on. On that kind of Erev. But by us, we're not forced to rely on that, because we have majority, our Erev is actual walls. And we're just shutting down the walls, which for Sephardim, which it makes it much better.
Yeah, because for us, Rav Avadia, even if Rav Avadia says, if you're Yirei Shamayim, don't use the Erev.
Yeah, okay. If you have any other questions on this, I hope this is clear, by the way. I just wanted to, you know, This next week we're going to see, there's still lots more difficulties. 2 weeks, actually. Next week's Shavuos.